Social Security Administration Publication, Supplemental Security Income, SSI, for Non-Citizens, Publication Number 05-11051, January 2023, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Who can get Supplemental Security Income? To be eligible for SSI as a non-citizen, you must be in one of certain classifications granted by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. You may be eligible for SSI if you are lawfully admitted for permanent residence, granted conditional entry, paroled into the United States, admitted as a refugee, granted asylum, an alien whose removal is being withheld, a Cuban or Haitian entrant, admitted as an Amerasian immigrant, admitted as an Afghan or Iraqi special immigrant, admitted as an Afghan humanitarian parolee or Afghan non-special immigrant parolee, admitted as a Ukrainian humanitarian parolee. In addition to being in one of the above classifications, you must also satisfy one of these requirements to be eligible for SSI as a non-citizen. You were lawfully residing in the United States on August 22, 1996, and you're blind or develop a disability. You were receiving SSI on August 22, 1996, and you're lawfully residing in the United States. You were lawfully admitted for permanent residence, and you have a total of 40 credits of work in the United States. Your spouse's or parents' work also may count. You're a veteran or active duty member of the United States Armed Forces, or a spouse or dependent of a veteran or active duty member of the United States Armed Forces. You're an American Indian born in Canada. You're a non-citizen member of a federally recognized Indian tribe. You're a victim of severe forms of human trafficking. There are others who may be eligible for payments. If you're a non-citizen and want to apply for SSI, contact us to see if you're eligible. Note, if you've entered the United States on or after August 22, 1996, then you may not be eligible for SSI for the first 5 years as a lawfully admitted permanent resident, even if you have 40 credits of earnings. 7-year limit for some non-citizens. Some non-citizens can get SSI for up to 7 years. If your SSI payments are limited to 7 years because of your particular non-citizen status, we'll send a letter to you telling you when your 7-year period ends. We'll send another letter explaining your rights to appeal before we stop your payments. If you're a current or former SSI recipient subject to SSI eligibility under the 7-year time limit and you've applied for citizenship, we encourage you to contact the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, to find out how to expedite processing of your pending naturalization N-400 or Adjustment of Status, I-485 application. Waive fees for the cost associated with filing these applications. You or your representative may call USCIS toll-free at 1-800-375-5283. Wait for the SSI option on the main menu, or 1-800-767-1833, TTY, if you're deaf or hard of hearing, and request expedited processing. You also may request expedited processing in writing or by going to the local USCIS office. Be sure to tell them that you're a current or former SSI recipient. To learn more, contact your local USCIS office or visit the USCIS website at www.uscis.gov/fee waiver. Credits of work. A person's work history determines their eligibility for Social Security benefits as well as SSI eligibility for some non-citizens. You earn work credits based on the amount of money you have earned. The amount needed to earn a work credit goes up slightly each year as average earnings levels increase. For Social Security benefits, you can earn a maximum of 4 credits per year. A non-citizen also can receive additional credits per year based on the work of a spouse or a parent. Work credits remain on your work record indefinitely. The extra work credits from a spouse or parent help toward eligibility, but aren't posted to a non-citizen work record and aren't counted to determine the amount of benefits. For more information, read our publication, How You Earn Credits, publication number 05-10072. We need proof of your status. When you apply for SSI, you must prove your non-citizen status. Non-citizens who've served in the U.S. Armed Forces may also need to give us proof of military service. These are examples of things you may need to provide. As proof of your non-citizen status, a current form I-94 arrival/departure record or I-551 lawful permanent resident card from DHS or an order from an immigration judge withholding deportation or granting asylum. As proof of military service, U.S. military discharge papers, DD Form 214, showing honorable discharge not based on your non-citizen status. Your local Social Security office can tell you what other types of evidence you can submit to prove your status. Information about Medicaid. If you have Medicaid coverage based on your SSI, your Medicaid should continue as long as you get SSI. You can file a new claim. If your SSI payments stop because you're not an eligible non-citizen, you can apply again. Contact us right away if your immigration status changes or if you become a U.S. citizen and you think you qualify or have 40 credits of work. You'll need to bring us your naturalization certificate or other documents that show your current immigration status. If you have a sponsor, when you entered the United States, you may have had someone sign an agreement to provide support for you. This agreement is called an affidavit of support, and the person who signed it is called your sponsor. Generally, we count a portion of your sponsor's and their spouse's income and resources as yours from the time you came to the United States. Your local Social Security office can give you more information about these rules and about what they mean to you. Social Security numbers. If you're a lawfully admitted non-citizen with permission to work in the United States, you may need a Social Security number. For more information, read our publication, Social Security Numbers for Non-Citizens, publication number 05-10096. Becoming a citizen. To learn more about how to become a United States citizen, call USCIS toll-free at 1-800-375-5283. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call the TTY number, 1-800-767-1833. You also can contact your local USCIS office or visit them online at www.uscis.gov. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Get useful information. Find publications. And get answers to frequently asked questions. When you open a personal My Social Security account, you have more capabilities. You can review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, and get estimates of future benefits, and save or print a benefit verification letter. Access to your personal My Social Security account may be limited for users outside the United States. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by telephone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you may not need to speak with a representative. If you need to speak with someone, call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. A member of our staff can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time, or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.